Praise the Lord. What an amazing night in the presence of the Lord. So beautiful, His presence, His glory on us, our lives. Tonight, the message, honey and the honeycomb. I trust the Holy Spirit will direct our hearts tonight. Honey and the honeycomb. Ezekiel chapter 3, 1 to 3. Moreover, the Lord said to me, Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat that scroll. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you. It's from God. So I ate and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness. Revelation 10, 8 to 10, a mighty angel came to John the Beloved. Appearance of the Lord Jesus himself, then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, Go take this little book, which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. So I went to the angel and said to him, Give me this little book. Well, it's the Bible. And he said to me, Take and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Then I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. Ezekiel, John, commanded to eat the scroll. How do we eat the scroll? Sweet as honey in our mouth. How do we eat the scroll? We take in the Word of God. We read it. We meditate on it. We ponder it. We reread it. We hunger and thirst after righteousness. We open the pages of the book and call out on the Holy Spirit to enlighten us and give us understanding and wisdom. We come under the teaching and preaching of the house of God. We believe and we receive. That's how we eat the book. We eat the scriptures, we take them in to our heart. Job 23, 12 says, I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Think of it. I've treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Wow, there's a lot of planning for food, isn't there, in this world? Every day, I mean, you barely get past breakfast and you're always already thinking about, you know, what's for lunch and what's for supper. Oh, that we would be so conscientious about the food of the Lord, planning it out. When can I get a few minutes? What can I eat today? I wonder what the Lord has on his table from his word for me today. Proverbs 25 and verse 16. Hast thou found honey? The word of God is honey to our mouth for sweetness. Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee. That's interesting. As we apply this to the word of God, have you found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee. And the word goes on to say, lest it become distasteful to you or disagreeable to you. Now, this scripture can really be misused. Say, well, I only open my Bible once a week on Sunday. That's sufficient for me. That's enough for me. Or, I only show up in church every few weeks for teaching and preaching. That's sufficient for me. That's enough for me. Well, let's look at it a different way tonight. A sufficient portion. Are there levels of sufficiency? Are there degrees of sufficiency? And I want to point out three areas where the Bible gives a framework: children, young men and women, and fathers and mothers. Children, first of all. A child's portion. Psalm 119, 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet are your words, O Lord, sweeter than honey to my mouth. A child's portion. You know, a child has a portion. It's a simple portion. It's a small portion. Thank God for Christian Education Department of the House that knows how to feed honey out to the children, how to feed the Word of God out to children. Simple stories. You know, these great visual stories of the Bible, Noah and the Ark, the animals came two by two, Samson and the Philistines, David and Goliath, Jonah and the whale, Daniel in the lion's den. These are simple hooks for the children to get the Word of God in their heart. And they take in the Word of God. They take in the lesson. They learn the scriptures. They take in a simple scripture at a time. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Other scriptures, they're basically one or two lines. What are they doing? It's the honey. It's what they can handle. It's sufficient for them. Among the Hebrews, when the children came for their lessons, when they sat down for their lessons, the children were given a taste of honey to their mouth to associate the Word of God with sweetness. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. There is a child's portion. Young men, portion for young men. 1 John 2:14, I've written to you, young men, because you are strong and the Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. You've overcome the devil. You've overcome his lies, his temptation. I've written to you, youth and young adults, young men, because you are strong. The Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. There is a portion for youth. There is a portion for young adults. Scriptures that minister strength into their life and cause them to overcome the wicked one, overcome the temptation that's in the world. Youth and young adults face particular temptation, and those of us who are now older, when you think of the struggle of some of those years, the pull of the world, the glitter of the world, peer pressure, the things you're going through, the changes in your own body and systems. So many pressures, temptations, and young people need a word from God that will hold them and strengthen them. It'll be honey to them, that miracle food that provides life to them. Scriptures like Psalm 119, verses 9 to 11. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. That is a portion that's sufficient for a young man and a young lady. They take that in, Psalm 119, 9 to 11, and it goes into their soul and puts strength in them. And they have power in the day of battle and in the day of temptation. Or a scripture like 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example. There's the word. Be an example, the Lord says. Yes, I take that word into me. I'm going to overcome. Be an example to the believers in word, in speech. My, when you listen, if you happen to the speech of young people that don't know the Lord, it's astounding what comes out of their mouth, the words and the language. But here the Bible says we've got young men and women that love the Lord, and they're examples in word. They know how to speak properly. They know how to control their tongue and speak the words of the Lord in conduct, in love. The word is agape, divine love. It's a love the world does not have. It can only be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Young men and women that have agape in their heart, they are examples in spirit. That's in their worship, in their prayer, in faith, and in moral purity. These are words of the Lord that strengthen. If you're a young person here tonight, a young adult, a youth, maybe you're struggling in some area of your life right now. And you feel weak and you feel the temptation strong. Well, the Lord has a word for you tonight. Get back into the book. Take scriptures like Psalm 119, 9 to 11. Find some scriptures that deal with your temptation and say, I'm going to eat that, Lord. I'm going to eat that. And it's going to put some strength into my life. As honey for sweetness, it helps me overcome the wicked one. 1 Samuel 14, 25 to 27, there was a young man who was in a day of battle. His name was Jonathan, David's friend. Just a young man like David in his early 20s. The Bible says, now all the people of the land came to a forest and there was honey on the ground. Honey on the ground. It was dripping from the trees, from the honeycombs. So abundant. And when the people had come into the woods, there was the honey dripping. But no one put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan had not heard his father's charge that the people with the oath. Therefore, he stretched out the end of the rod that was in his hand and dipped it in a honeycomb and put his hand to his mouth, and his countenance brightened. Because honey is a miracle food. It's an instant energy source. Honey is so quickly absorbed and assimilated into the system of the body that Jonathan just put the rod into that honey that was dripping from the trees, put it to his mouth. It's a picture of us going to the Word of God and taking that honey and putting it to our mouth. A day of battle. And because Jonathan put the honey to his mouth, he was strengthened and he won the victory that day. The devil wants to keep youth and young adults from the Bible. And he wants to keep them from church. Because that's where they hear a word that puts strength into their life to overcome and win the battle and walk in the victory of Christ. Well, children, a portion for children, sufficient. Portion for youth and young adults, sufficient to give them victory. And then we have fathers and mothers in Israel. Fathers and mothers in Israel. A portion for fathers and mothers. What do you think that portion should be? I say at least a few chapters a day in the Word of God. At least a few chapters a day, you know, an adult's portion. Sufficient to strengthen and guide and keep us strong in the Lord. Keep us filled with the Spirit. Keep the knowledge of the Lord at the forefront of our life and spirit. Give us words of blessing to speak. So we speak the Word of God as it flows out of us. The words of our mouth flowing out. Fathers and mothers, you know, a child's portion, what's sufficient for a child, they eat that for, spiritually speaking, they eat their child's portion for about 10 to 12 years. And when you think of youth and young adults, they eat their portion for about 10 or 12 years, and then it's on to adult food for the rest of your life, an adult's portion. And we take it in, and we're fed. I don't know how God does it. I don't know how God turns water into wine. I don't know how God takes the word that we read and absorb and ponder and pull into our spirit and turn it into a fountain of joy and blessing, but he does. It's not always immediate. You take in the word. Sometimes you labor in the word and doctrine a bit, don't you? But somewhere, somehow, that word's going to come out, and one, maybe you'll wake up the next morning and you can't believe how your spirit feels. Or in the night, there's the presence of God on your life. Jeremiah 15, 16. Your words were found, and I did eat them. And your word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Your words were found, and I ate them. Your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. God puts that word and changes it. There's a miracle inside, and joy and rejoicing come into our heart. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God shall man live. Exclamation mark. By every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord shall man live. If we really want to live this Christian life, we have to pull the Word of God into us. We have to feed on that Word of God. Otherwise, we'll have a mediocre Christian life. Kind of making it through, existing. How are you? Okay. Instead of, I'm rejoicing in the Lord today, filled with the Spirit today. His Word is on my tongue. By every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, we feed on that. And it puts strength and life into us. Do you remember Deborah in Judges chapter 5? She said, until I arose, a mother in Israel. She was strong. It was a day of battle. The troops were down. The enemy had taken the land. And the people of God were under bondage and under oppression of the enemy. All they wanted to do was survive. They didn't want to fight. They hid in caves and dens. They said, the warfare's strong. We're just going to try and make it through and live our life. But she said, I arose a mother in Israel. She was strong when others were weak. Her name means bee. Why are bees so strong? Because they eat honey. They make honey, they know how to make honey, and they know how to eat honey, and they get that miracle food in them, and my bees are strong. You know why Deborah was so strong? Because she ate honey. Do you know why mothers are so strong? Because they feed on the Word of God. Ezekiel 2, 8 to 10. Coming to a conclusion. Ezekiel 2, 8 to 10. We read chapter 3, 1 to 3, where he was told to eat the scroll. It would be like honey in his mouth. In 2, 8 to 10, but you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. Now when I looked, there was a hand stretched out to me, and behold, a scroll of a book was in it. Then he spread it before me, and there was writing on the inside and on the outside, and written on it were lamentations and mourning and woe. Sweet as honey to his mouth, but lamentations and mourning and woe in his spirit. Revelation 10, John on Patmos, verses 9 to 11. So I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little book. Give me the Bible. And he said to me, take and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Then I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. What is this? Sweet as honey to our mouth, but bitter in our stomach. Two things. One, bitterness in the inner man. The Word of God will deal with our pride, our stubbornness, our independence. Word of God goes to work on the inside. My, the Word of God is good. My, the promises. My, the book is great. This book from heaven. But it goes to work in us, and it puts the flesh to death. There's a repentance that's working on the inside. We can't get away with what other people get away with, it seems. Our conscience bothers us. If we've spoken out of turn, we go and ask forgiveness and make things right. What is that? That's the Word of God bitter within us, working good in us, changing us, so that we don't fall to the flesh and to sinful human nature. Wash me, Jesus, all day long. Sweet as honey, but my, it deals with the inner man, doesn't it? Our spirit, our attitudes, our disposition, our character, our manner of life. And second, bitter in the stomach. John says, I took in that word. It was in my mouth as sweetness, but my stomach became bitter. And the angel said, you have to prophesy yet to many, about many people and tongues and nations and kings. The Word of God, when it goes into us, what a gift of God, what a life of salvation, what a gift from heaven. But there's something about that Word of God, when we understand it, there's a bitterness that comes into our stomach because a world sympathy begins to take hold of us. And all of a sudden our eyes are opened and we no longer see men as trees walking. We see them for what they really are, that they are in a hopeless state and they are going to a Christless eternity. And something takes hold on the inside of us, and there's a prayer burden, and there's a compassion, and there are lamentations, and there are woe. And the spirit of prophecy comes upon us, and we begin to prophesy over people and speak over the nations and speak blessing and speak the gospel words and speak against the powers of darkness. And we pray over the nations because there's a bitterness in our spirit over what they're all facing, except they come to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Heaven and hell are real. Bitterness within you, don't avoid it. Take it. Say, Lord, that prayer burden, that spiritual compassion inside of me, I'm going to give it some room to work in me. I'm going to be in the prayer service. I'm going to be pouring out my spirit before you in prayer. I'm going to be calling on your name, O Lord, for the nations and for you to raise up workers and harvesters and people to go out and bring people in and people to get saved. And we carry that burden in our heart, don't we? The Word of God, sweet as honey. My, there's no book like it. Miracle book, miracle life, salvation, eternal life, the blessing of Jesus Christ. How sweet to our mouth. Yeah, it works against our flesh. And it puts a world sympathy in us, so we care about people and we lift up this world in prayer before God that they might be reconciled to the Lord. Let's have the worship ministry come and let's close out. Let's stand together tonight. Psalm 19, 7 to 10. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's open up our hearts to the Lord right now as we close out. Is there anyone here tonight? You're struggling in your spirit, struggling in your life. The Lord wants to put a word into you, change you. Maybe you've been neglecting your Bible, been neglecting the house of God, neglecting the place of prayer. Tonight, turn and repent and come to the Lord. Come back to the Lord. He wants to give you victory. He wants to help you. Powers of darkness and the enemy want to break us down. They want to keep us from the good things of God. They want to destroy us and take us on the path to ruin. You're here tonight and you say, I need Jesus. I need Jesus to touch me. Would you slip out from where you are and come to the front? brothers and sisters can pray for you, lift up your hands, lift you up for victory. You need the Lord. You need a special touch from God tonight. Please come. Please come from where you are. Or is there anyone here tonight that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord? Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his son Jesus, that whoever believes in him will have everlasting life and does not need to perish into a Christless eternity. If you don't know Jesus tonight, come and give your life to the Lord. Bow your knee to him. Say, I want to serve you, Lord. Come and forgive my sins. Make me your son. Make me your daughter. The invitation is open to everyone tonight. Hallelujah. We all need the Lord. We all need his word. Let's receive the word of the Lord tonight and close out in worship. In the blessed name of Jesus.